Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Wednesday the 14th of September. Today is the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, and our Gospel from St John speaks to us of the heart of the message of Jesus, the heart of our faith. John tells us, yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. Jesus came into our world to show us how much God loves us. We see the greatest sign of God's love for us when Jesus suffered, died on the cross, and rose from death in the resurrection. The cross is the lasting sign or symbol of how much God loves us. The Church gives us this feast of the Holy Cross not to make us think about the cross itself, but rather to think about what the cross means, what it symbolises, God's never-ending love for us. In his great letter on spreading the gospel in today's modern world, called The Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis has some words which might be worth thinking about on this feast. He says, standing before him, Jesus, with open hearts, letting him look at us, we see that gaze of love. We see that look of love. Standing before him with our hearts open, we see Jesus looking at us with love. And then the Pope goes on, how good it is, he says, to stand before a crucifix or on our knees before the Blessed Sacrament and simply to be in his presence. How much good it does us, the Pope says, when he once more touches our lives and impels us to share his new life. Today, it would be good to do what Francis suggests, to make a little extra time, perhaps looking at a crucifix, to be in the presence of Jesus. As we look at the cross, we can think of Jesus looking back at us with his endless, unstoppable love. So we don't need to do anything else. All we need to do is to open our hearts and experience how much good it does us when we let Jesus touch our lives and when we sense him looking at us with love. There's one little phrase in Pope Francis' words, however, that we must not miss. He says, how much good it does us when Jesus once more touches our lives, but then he adds, and impels us to share his new life. The more we open our hearts to Jesus and let him touch our lives, the more Jesus impels us to share his new life with others. The cross comforts us, makes us very comfortable in the fact that we're loved by Jesus, but at the same time, the cross shakes us out of that comfort because it pushes us out to share God's love with others. Pope Francis even suggested, if we don't feel an intense desire to share this love, we need to pray incessantly that Jesus will once more touch our hearts. Let's pray that every day you and I will open our hearts again and again to experience Jesus looking at us with love. Let's pray too that every day Jesus will touch our hearts and give us that intense desire to share his love with everyone. Let's pray that every day we'll open our hearts to the love of Jesus and that Jesus will give us an intense desire to share his love with others. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. God bless you all.